Okay, next section, section 8, food, energy, housing, and real estate. We've talked a lot about food in the Solari report this year. We're going to keep on doing it. I think there's no more important part of the global economy than food, and no more part of the economy more important to your health and freedom than food. As I said before, we had a great Solari report with Jeffrey Smith, author of Genetic Roulette and maker of the documentary Genetic Roulette. We saw battles all over the world, lawsuits, legislation, bans, fights about the battle over genetically modified food. Monsanto and the American corporate juggernaut and the American government are working tirelessly to implement that. We saw in 2011 the sealing of the global vault in Norway with a complete storage of seeds from all around the world. So Mr. Global has a complete selection of all the seeds once they finish corrupting the seed supply globally. John Rappaport had a great series after the election on the battle for GMOs lost in California and the extent to which that may have been impacted by voter fraud. I think John nailed it. For the last 2 years, and this is at the very heart of the slow burn, we've seen the price of high-quality food rise faster than the stock market, the bond market, and precious metals. If anything, the best-performing asset class was probably Iowa farmland. U.S. continues to push and use the agricultural programs in the federal government to push to become the breadbasket to the world, and that may explain some of the effort to consolidate ownership and control of farmland in the United States. In addition to agriculture being the basis of a real juggernaut, set back by the drought, but still there, we saw North America moving quickly into energy self-sufficiency, particularly with the explosion of gas coming from fracking technology, tremendous breaks for both the consumer and manufacturing. We had an outstanding Solari report in April with Jim Norman on the oil card about the impact of this on the economy. 40% of the cost of manufacturing in North America comes from the cost of energy. And so this is a tremendous benefit, particularly with the kinds of robotics and other fabrication technology that I talked about in Science and Technology and we've been talking about and blogging about all year long. One of the $64,000 questions for this coming year is will the government and the central bank try and reinflate the housing markets? Lots of effort to persuade all of us that real estate is improving throughout the country. I try and get a lot of feedback from brokers and individual markets around the country. What we're seeing on the ground, I don't see a real improvement, but I keep reading reports. One of the things we're trying to take note of is the efforts by big hedge funds and institutional investors to tee themselves up to buy bulk deals. Imagine 10,000 properties in a particular market suddenly flipping into a big institutional investor. With crowdfunding coming out, there's all sorts of opportunities to securitize or refinance those into retail. And I think I keep watching to see what the opportunity will be. My guess is that QE3 clears up a lot of the criminal liabilities, and the bank settlements also clear up. We have an announcement that a bank settlement is close on all the servicing litigation. If that's true, then the banks are in a position and institutional investors are in a position once the president is through the State of the Union, so figure that's the end of January. So by February, for FHA, Fannie, Freddie to start doing big, big bulk sales of inventory and the private markets to also accumulate big bulk sales. I think one of the big questions is what can the federal government do in a reengineering of the budget to make those big foreclosure positions very, very economically attractive to bring out. There's a lot you can do in the federal budget if you've picked up those big bulk inventories at very cheap process to bring them out. In fact, there's a lot of place-based reengineering of the federal budget you can do through those vehicles. I know because I designed the first one in 1996 and 97. So there's a game afoot. It's still too early to tell what it is, but keep an eye out because particularly with the Basel III Accords and other things happening with Freddie and Fannie, it may be possible for institutional investors to put together trusts and REITs and other structures and use corporate debt at very low cost to finance all that real estate, and it's much more economic than having it go retail. Sad to say, the American people are now going to pay for that real estate three times. First, when they got foreclosed on, and their pension fund may have lost money on it. Second, when they bailed it out as a taxpayer. And third, after Freddie and Fannie got taken over, selling it out at bulk sale at cheap price before it got engineered to come out at a profit. So watch for the inflation, reinflation of the real estate market, because something is up.